Put him on Taylorish Ein Sein. Then it also says Daish no Kishyesh Machlekas Alhadum, there's a Machlekas against the person. Ein Lam, that's my Kanegadas Sinim. He shouldn't stand up against the Sinim, against the enemies. Lema had to say, Kamesha Isali came to Esa like Kanegad. Just like he's doing me, I'll do to him too. Kize Gidim Shah Sinim Yovelim Lukosha. Because this only brings about that the enemy should reach that which he desires. The enemy should see in him Chas V'Shalom what he wants to get against him. What should the person do? Just the opposite. He should judge the enemy l'kavschus, the good. Do them all favors. That he should be to them like earth. What's meant like earth? For example, ha'ofa, the earth, sha'akel, doshna leho, everyone steps on it. And still the earth in return gives all favors, all good things. Achilo, shtia, food, drink, means vegetation and water that comes from the earth. Zoho, the kesef, avonim tevis, minerals, gold, silver, and diamonds. Hakol hoya min ha'ofa, everything comes from the earth, despite the fact that people step on the earth. So too, even though his enemies argue against him, battle him, and seek to do evil to him, still Yasalhem call out David, he should do them all the favors. Like the earth does. That's an example, like if one person tries to dig a tunnel underneath the house of his friend, to get in there to invade and do him harm, and who Yamid Atzma. The person in the house will stand on the opposite side, and he'll dig too to meet this enemy coming in. And certainly, the one who's digging, the invader, will certainly get there faster, because he's helping him out. He's digging halfway to help him to finish a tunnel that much faster. But if one digs, and his friend stands inside, then he pours earth. He makes a mound of earth against him, as I may say, machshavte, and he spoils the person's plan. And the enemy cannot fulfill his desire, because as much as the enemy digs, this person always places earth there so that his digging is in vain. So the point here is that when the enemy wants to dig towards him, instead of digging against the enemy, that means to go out and attack, he should let the enemy continue to dig against him. This is pshat in what the Gemara says that the Hashem always seeks the benefit of the one who's being pursued, the one who's being tracked down by the enemy, the underdog. Hashem always takes the part of the weaker one. Now, if he's going to start digging against the enemy, that means he's going to become the Reidif. So naturally, he loses out because that means he's the Reidif and the enemy becomes a Nirdov. But if he lets the enemy dig against him, and he's down the kafskus, he remains a nirdof. The end will be that Hashem will be on his side, and he'll end up good, victorious, because Hashem is on his side. So too, the Benedict says, Ein lama kenegeda sinim lasis kenegdom. He shouldn't arise up against the sinim to go against them, to do the harm that they want to him, to do back to them. It means that he's digging like the sinim, he's going out against the sinim. For this, the Seni will get to his desire, his goal, that much easier. But through the Bechina of Ofa, where he'll act like earth does, where he'll let them step on him, and he'll do favors in return. For this, he will destroy the plan of the Seni. When he digs a ditch, he falls into his own ditch. Because he'll fall and remain in the ditch that he dug against his friend, through the earth that's being poured down upon him. Because his friend is standing there and pouring down earth against him. The fact that he is like earth, it's as though he's pouring earth upon him, and the person, the enemy, becomes buried in this earth. Therefore, the Eitzah is always that a person should never battle against the enemy, but he should be done like Kapsus, should pour earth, earth meaning he should do favors, like earth does. All this is said when they chelkim the enemies are shoyim. Avo kishah chelkim olam tzadikim, but where the ones who are chel against them are tzadikim, but vaday kavanosim hurak l'tayv. And certainly their intentions are good. Shemirimu menasim ayseh alidezeh. But they raise, they elevate him through this machlekes. Mamtikin dinim ayolam. And they mamtik a dinim from him. It's like a person who digs a tunnel towards his friend. Then, in this tunnel, he throws in a present, an expensive gift. We find the case of stock also. Many Tanoim used to throw coins of stock in hiddenly. The one receiving it shouldn't be embarrassed, he shouldn't know about it. Cain says to Machlegish al-Sadiqim, so to the Lagos al-Sadiqim, who should say to the Behelim al-Sadiqim, canal, that they, this is only a cover of this Machlegish. Hiddenly, they're giving him actually favors. This is what Amalek was a spell. I come of all I'm Mereim. Come on, I'm Mereim. When they arise against me, it should be Mereim, it should be friends. It should be Sadiqim, that those are the ones who should have Machlegish against me, not the Shoim. Kiyesh, Taime Bigdusho. There is an Indian of Taime Bigdusho. Taime is a pawn. So we see that there's Tomoa, which is the Medinian of Tzadik. There's also a Tomoa in Sitra Achra. There's both, there's a Tomoa in Kedusha, Tzadik, and there's also a Tomoa in Sitra Achra. The Chinas, Soar, Bekesovus. Soar, Bekesovus, the shear of Soar, of yeast, Chametz, is Bekesovus. It's slightly smaller than Beah. Kesavas hitamada. Kesavas is a type of date, a fruit, a potato date, kind of a date. Tamada is hainu tomo shiba sitra achra. It's a tomo of sitra achra. So we see that what? Sa'ir, of course, means the chamish, which is sitra achra, sitra demaisa. And that's called tamada. Kesavas, which is tomo. So we see that there are two kinds of tomo. There's tomo of tzadika tomo, there's also a tomo of sitra achra. Ki sa'ir who kolos will take a badina. The Sa'id is the kolos, the tekef, the shodesh of all the dinim. Gil b'chinas alikim b'rivua u'miloi kemuva. Sa'id is a b'chinas alikim b'rivua u'miloi. Alikim b'rivua means where you have aleph, and then aleph lamed k, aleph lamed k yud, aleph lamed k yud mem, it's b'acharayim, that's b'gimatria 200, that's reish, and miloi is taking each ice, the mili, the aleph is aleph lamed pei, lamed is lamed mendalet, and so on. The mili is shin. So you have the lekim, the shem itself is one, the nivua is 200 is reish, and the mili is shin, it's shin, aleph reish, it's se'ir. So, and the lekim is the dinim. So we see that se'ir is the tekef hadinim. The lekim in poshut, and the nivua, and mili. Therefore, Tamar is called Tamura, meaning change. Tamura is called Tamura, ki Tamura is Chachma Ivelus. It's the opposite, it's the change of everything. To the opposite of Chachma is foolishness. Tamura is Chaim is Mavis. Tamura is Avid Sida. We see that Sitra Achra is always called the change or the opposite of everything. Therefore, it's called Tamar Sitra Achra. This is brought in the Avid Sida. Rabbeinu also says, V'shodesh Hadinim V'Sitra Achra, Hu Machlokes HaMikdusha. Mokeh, the Shodesh Hadinim, Sitra Achra. Where does the dinim come from? Is the shedishes machlokes of kedusha? Ki sitra achra hu bechinas machlokes. Sitra achra itself is a bechina of machlokes. It's chelik. It's dinim. The shedoshim the shedishes machlokes of kedusha. The shedishes machlokes of kedusha. The ein hadinim takel b'shedoshim. The amtokas hadinim is always in the shedish, the origin of this din. And therefore, since the origin of the din here is machlokes of kedusha, we al kein leidei machlokes. Sadikim shi machlokes of kedusha. Therefore, through the Sadiqim, which is like a Dusha, they said, and talk about the Mashiach canal. Through this Machlagis of Sadiqim, the Dinim Manimtak Bishorosham, because this is the Shadish Machlagis of Sadiqim. They said, Tzadik Atomo Yifroch, Kinimtak Ben Espatl Hatomo de Sitrachra. Tzadik Atomo Yifroch, through the Tzadik, so in Mela, the Tomo of Sitrachra becomes bottle. Ayadeha Machlagis, she begins and talks about the Bishorosham, through the Machlagis of Sadiqim, which is the Shadish of the Dinim, the Dinim become Nimtak. It's a very big taiva for the person this Mahalik Sadiqim against him. Like Machmas Shemishom Nishtalshil Venechad Sitrach, the Adinim Shem Mahalik is Gemura, but only because of the fact that from this Mahalik Sadiqim, so there is Nishtalshil, that comes down from this, the Sitra Achra Dinim, which are actually Mamish Machlekes, Al Kain Efshe Shiyidme Shem Machlekes Sadiqim, he Gam Kain Machlekes Gomash Osinachas Ashon. Therefore, it's possible a person should imagine that Machlokes Sadiqim is also a real Machlokes of Sinach HaSashol. Machma Shehem Ne'achazim Shom Kanal, because the Machlokes of Sitra Achra is Ne'achazim Machlokes of Kedusha. But the Emes Hurakla Tevel, but the Emes is actually only pure, purely for his good. This is what the Melchus Mespawa, Kishi Yihye Ola Machlokes of Sadiqim, against him, of tzaddikim, shlo yishma min hamachlekes rak tovus. He should hear and understand this machlekes is only good. Because certainly the kavana is for the good. Maybe against me, become a lie. Like it's against me, Ad Mereim of Tzadikim, Shehem Achim Vereim, the Chinas Trein, Nereim, Dolem, Mespashin. Maybe against my like Ad Mereim, which is the Tzadikim, Tzadik Eyen, Tzadik Atachtim, the two Reim, two friends that are never separated. Kibevadai Heim Oyehavim Gedolim, because that's certain that these Tzadikim are certainly Oyehavim Gedolim. When they will rise against me, Machlegas, Tishmana Oznoi, Tzadik Atom, Yifroch. He should hear from this machlekes only the good that they do him. Just as the bechina of tzadik atoma yifrach, which is tzadik through tzadik atoma yifrach. So the atoma of sitracha becomes the portal. Smartik dinim of the sitracha. He shouldn't be tired, he should make a mistake to think this is a real machlekes hadashon. They shall eat from him achiza b'zeis machlekes, not to give them a hold in this machlekes, ki zeis machlekes urakut teve kanal, because this machlekes is only purely for good. Now, when Jigrinzal brings, this is the inyan of machlekes koydach va'adosai. It should say machlekes koydach va'adosai. It doesn't say machlekes koydach u'meishir abeinim. Machlekes are the two. It's there for mitzat. The machlekes was only mitzat koydach. Meishir abeinim wasn't the chedek there at all. The Machlekes came from Kedach himself, Machlekes of Avra. And therefore, it's just Tzadik Atoma Yifroch, that this is the Inyan of Tamtokas Adinim, that the Tzadik is Mantik Adinim of Tomas Sutrachra. That's why the Sefer Tevis of this Pasuk is Kedach. Tevis of Tzadik Atoma Yifroch is Kedach. That the Tzadik himself is Mantik the Adinim of Kedach, which is Machlekes Sutrachra. Why the Rizal brings taka that the Yosef Lavoi, so the whole ticket for Kedach will be through the Tzadik himself, through Moshe Rabbeinu, the one he was chelek against. Because he is mamtik, the dinim of the Sitracha, which is the Machlekes of Kedach. Gam call it a fois boim in Haaretz. Also the Rabbeinu says all the fois, all the cures come from the ground, all the herbs come from the ground. The alkim be es she Haaretz, and they send us Yivula. Therefore, when the earth gives its growth, she they send us Kedach b'chol ha'inones v'yatzmechem, and it gives its power into all the trees and the vegetation. The Hainu Bizman HaChanito Shehu B'Chodesh Iyar, time when the growth begins, which is in the month of Iyar. Azai Yesh Koyach Yesu B'Chol HaRefuos, and there's a greater Koyach, more power in all the medicines. Ki Oznei Senes Oretz B'Hem Koyach, because then the earth gives its power into them. Abel Bizman Acha, but in a different season, a different time. Afilin Yikhu Oysan HaRefuos B'Yatzmon, even though they'll take those same Refuos, Ein Lehem Zer Koyach, they haven't got that power. Therefore, they take the medicine usually in the month of Iyar, which is the month of May. The main kayach, these are the fuis that are given through the edits, is an Eretz Yisrael. Because all the lands receive from the tamtzes from the kayach of Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael yesh lo beis bechinas. Eretz Yisrael itself has two bechinas, two categories. If Omim Mikras, that is Kenan. At times it's called Eretz Kenan. And if Omim Mikras, that is Stam. And it's called just Eretz. We say Eretz, it means Eretz Yisrael. Hainu kish yesh machlekes, azay nikras, that is Kenan. When there is machlekes, then it's called Eretz Kenan, bechinas kan oni. Here there is poverty. Hashem Razal. Like the Gemara says, M'sachim al pasik, v'lo yehye kenani. Under Pasuk there will not be any Kenani, ain kan oni. There will be no poverty. Nimsa, Kenan, hu bechinas kan oni. The Kenan is a bechina of poverty. Here is an oni. Zayin machlekes. Aniyas comes through machlekes. Machlekes achas deche mea panosis. Because all machlekes can be deche, can push aside 100 shefa, 100 hashpois of panosa. Machlekes can destroy a shefa of panosa. But this is when it's called and it's Kenan. It means when there is machlekes, then there is poverty. When there was a machlekes between the Rei Mekne Avraham and the Rei Mekne Loit, then via Kenani, then there was poverty. Then it's called Eretz Kenan, that Kan Oni. There is poverty there. But when there is peace, the opposite of machlokes, azayhi nikras bechinas eretz stam, and it's called eretz stam. The azayhi bechinas eretz nosni yevula, shnei senes kechisecho lechol yevul hores. The earth gives all its powers into the growth, the vegetation of the earth. Azayhi yesh koyach lechol adafoyes kanal. Then there is koyach to all the adafoyes, his power into all the herbs to be able to cure. Yalkein oisiyos iyor. The month in which the earth gives forth its power, the month of the voice, and which means this is done through Sholem only, it means that there is a stop to machlekes. The Avim fall away, there's no machlekes. Because then the voice have all their power, and these are the voice Shehem Bechinas Sholem. It's a Bechina of Sholem. Rabbi Elazar said also that Sholem is a defuah, Sholem bat somai. The sickness comes because there's a machlekes of the yisoides within a person. The sickness comes because the chamimus and the krius, the eish and the mayim within a person's body don't get along. One is more than the other. One is trying to overpower the other. But when there is peace among the yisoides, then there is health. So really, when there is a defuah, that's shem b'chinas Sholem. B'chinas eres nosni yivula kanal. The earth and its stem gave its growth, gave its cure. This is a case of Sholem, the opposite of Machlekes, which is the Bechina of Eres Kenan. Eres Kenan means Machlekes, because Eres Kenan is Kanoni, where there is poverty. Poverty is caused by Machlekes. Machlekes is Dechem Epanosis. But when it says Eres Stam, Eres Nosni Yigula, means that there was no Machlekes. When there is no Machlekes, there is Sholem, and then there is the Eres Stam, which is Sholem, then gives us the voice. The Dada Benel says, you should know Sheikh Kovid Shabbos Yachilo. Shabbos is known as Shabbos Sholem. Ikka covered Shabbos is Achila. The eating, Kemeshi Kosov, Ichluhu Hayyim. Achila Shabbos, he called a miyod. The food that a person eats on Shabbos is very precious. Kiyukule lekus kule kodesh. It's completely heavenly, purely holy. Shemavaya is explained in the Siman and Zayin. Alkei mitzvah gedela li harabais besuda Shabbos. It's a very big mitzvah to eat a lot, to have a very big suda on Shabbos. You tikkun the chilul Shabbos. Big suda and Shabbos are tikkun for the Easter of chilul Shabbos, the sin of chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is efshali zoid. It's impossible for a person to be careful not to be chal Shabbos at all. Kimikal efshali hikosher bechilul Shabbos chazashol. It's very easy to become nichshol, to be caught in the Easter of chilul Shabbos. Yeah, tikkun hoy the chilul shel Shabbos. The tikkun for the chilul Shabbos is the eating on Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos ubechinas chol. Chilul Shabbos ubechinas of cholol. Dead body, a corpse. Bechinas astalkus, misa. Bechinas kiyim motzei cholol ba'adoma. You find a cholol, a corpse on the earth. That's an inyan of cholol, which is chilul Shabbos. Umisha meso ishtoi hori shayno. One of his first wife died, chas v'sholom, b'siyos of miskatzves. Then his steps become shortened. Hashem Razal, the Gemara says, Bishabbos hi bechinas ishtoi rishayno. Shabbos is a bechina of his first wife. Meshom Nazal Gemara says Sheomro Shabbos Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos before Hashem Bechol Nosata Ben Zuk. Every one you gave is pair, it's match. Belila Nosata, I am alone. It's an odd number. The day is by itself. Shiva Hashem Yisborach Sheknesis Yisrael Hu Ben Zuk Shelo. Hashem answered that the Knesset Yisrael, the Jews, are the Zug of Shabbos. And so, Shechil Shabbos, or Bechinas Psiyos Kitzoris. Bechinas Psiyos, the Meskatzes canal. The Chil Shabbos, which means Cholo, which means Chas Hashem of death, the Estalkas of Shabbos, which means the Estalkas of his first wife, because this is the first wife of the Jews, the Shabbos. So, Mela Psiyos, the Meskatzes, his steps become shortened. It means the person is in mourning. His life is not pleasant, so he takes shorter steps. He doesn't walk with a spring, with a light step. We find just the opposite. Azal osrul of Sayyid b'Shabbos b'siyah gasa. Achon asad in Shabbos to walk a big step. You have to walk dafke b'siyah tana. So dafke l'sayyid b'Shabbos b'siyah tana. You have to dafke walk b'siyah tana. So mainly the kasha here is, if one has Shabbos, how could the Shemitah of Shabbos be to walk up Siyik Tana? Shemitah Shabbos means that the Ishtar Yishayna is alive. If Ishtar Yishayna is alive, maybe he should have big steps. Because only when she dies, then he has small steps. So why does the Gemara say that on Shabbos you cannot take a big step. Achtab, the man says, you know, ki bechol kishayis a mitzvah, that in the weekdays when you do a mitzvah, the whole mitzvah he kaima shlema, every mitzvah is a kaima shlema, the head of the mitzvah, the feet, and so on, depending upon the mitzvahs. Yesh mekaimish sitra achra yenekas mehen. The places where the sitra achra is yenik from these mitzvahs. Heino haraglan shalom mitzvah. The sitra achra is yenik from the regal, the glaim of the mitzvah. Shemi shom yenika sitra achra, from there the sitra achra is yenik. The bechina is like leha yerdis mobis. The glaim of the mitzvah go down to mobis the sitra achra, and that's where the yenik. Will be Shabbos, eilin haraglan and aklipos. On Shabbos, the raglan of the mitzvah go up from the klipos. The bechina is in toshiv mi Shabbos aglecha. That on Shabbos the Raglayim return back to Kedusha. Should be Shabbos may Shiv and Haraglan Shal Mitzvah Alak Dusha. Shabbos the Raglayim return to the Kedusha. Yazai Maschelis Leilach of Nei Hashem Yisboach. And then the Mitzvah begins to go before Hashem. Because in the weekdays it couldn't have gone since the Klippos were Yenik from it. The Raglayim were weak. But on Shabbos when the Raglayim go up back to Kedusha, then the Mitzvah, which has the Raglayim now, can go before Hashem. Vinei Bevadei B'tchila Sahalicho Eina Yechelo Lassus Deilach Kedusha. Certainly in the beginning when the mitzvah begins to go, it cannot make a trodden path, a strong path. It's still only a very narrow, light path from the steps of the feet. It's like the mushal hatinik shemaschalele, when an infant, the child, begins to walk. Beginning he can't walk perfectly. But the father, because of his great ahava and enjoyment with the child, he makes a derech out of the footsteps of the child. In other words, he speaks about it as though it's a very big, important step and it's a big derech. It's like we seek, when the child does any small thing, and he speaks any word, even though there's no chachma to the word at all, and calls a machmas ahava so'ov, and she yeshua means that because of the ahava of the father and his enjoyment from this, umachabe v'adobo umagdiloi umarchiva v'yosim is a dobe godel. Really, because of his liking for it, he enlarges it, and he exaggerates it, and he makes from this a big thing. K'may kein Hashem yisborach, so too by Hashem, k'sha mitzvah v'schelos lelach, the mitzvah begins to walk, to go before Hashem. But k'sha odom oise, eze derech chodesh, Hashem yisborach, when a person does something new, the way this Hashem, although in the beginning it's only a small path, and calls the machmas girdle shiashua v'yisborach mizeh, because of the great enjoyment Hashem has from this, he makes in these small footsteps a derech kavusha, trodden path, a road. Zebechina tzedek lefonav yahalech, tzedek shall go before him, tzedek kainu ha-mitzvahs, tzedek means mitzvahs, mashikosu kol mitzvah secha tzedek, we see that tzedek is called mitzvahs, Kishamaschelos ha-mitzvah leilech, lefonav yisborach, the mitzvah begins to go before Hashem, azay v'yosim o-derech pomov. It's the end of the pasuk of tzedek lefonav yahalech. So who yisborach, oysa derech kavusha v'yipam ha-heraglim. Hashem makes a full road from the footsteps. Shehem rak shvil dakik, they're only a tiny path. He makes from this a derech kavusha. Machmas shiashua, because there is enjoyment from this, umesim a derech rocho v'kobish. He makes his path wide and trodden. Espiomov, his footsteps. Shehem rak shvil dakik kanal, which are only a tiny path. He makes that into a derech kavush. Kol ze nasa ayedei achilas shabbos. All this is done through the food that a person eats on Shabbos, Shemishom, the Kablin Koyach Haraglin. From there, the Raglin receive Koyach. Mechinas Doik Bekochi V'Tishkach Beraglin. Tishkach Beragni. He wants us on Shabbos that if you are a Daktik Bekochi in the eating, you'll find the strength in the feet. Shaydei HaAchila Me Kablin Haraglin Koyach. Through the Achila, the Raglin receive Koyach. Yazainasani Tamei Haraglin Shem Lakshul Dakik Siyas Ketanois. Definitely, footsteps of these feet, which are only a small shvil, small steps, nasa mehem derech kavusha kanal. And this, there is made a derech kavusha, a large path. That's the Gemara, doik bekochi v'tishkach benagri. Doik bekochi, be careful when dactic bekochi in the eating, in the achila. Achila is bekochi with the teeth. The teeth are lamed beis shinayim, 32 teeth. That's for the lamed beis nesivis ha-chachma. Means the dactic bekochma in these lamed beis nesivis. The sivus, of course, means also derech. So diktuk in the derech, yitishka paraglin, you find it that it will make a derech out of the raglin, out of the pamayim. The steps that are small at first, and they will become a derech kavusha. Zebachinas Paisan by Psiak Tana, Sayedam by Lavodach Sholish Pion. Aina should be Shabbos Paisan Psiak Tana. On Shabbos we take small steps, you tumor the chura. There was Takasha, Diablo Adrabe. The opposite, Misha Mesa, Yishtoidi Shona Psiasa Miskatsris. When a person's first wife, Hashem, was installing, then his footsteps become small. The Shabbos of Bechinas Yishtoidi Shona. The canal Shabbos is Bechina Yishtoidi Shona. Of course, the Benzug of Shabbos is the Knesset Yisrael. So there should have been Psiyas Kedelos, because if he has this tradition, he should have wide steps. Why did it say Psiyak Tana? Ach Sayedan Boyle Vorech, Haino Shoechlim, Suda Shabbos. We eat the Suda of Shabbos, Sayedan Boy, we eat the Shabbos, by the Zebi Emes, the Stakhana Psiyas Ketanas, and the Srachthan Venasim Dera Kabusha. And through this, the Psiyas Ketanas are perfected, they become widened, and they become a Dera Kabusha. The Chinas Yasal Dera Pomo. That from Pi'omo, from these small steps, will make a regular Derech Kibusha. Alkan Ayyadei Achilas Shabbos, Nestakin Chilas Shabbos. Therefore, through Achilas Shabbos, so the Chilas Shabbos is Nestakin. There's a ticking for Chilas Shabbos. Shul Bechina's Psiyas Kitzoris Kanal, which is a Bechina Psiyas Kitzoris. Chilas Shabbos is Misa, which is Psiyas Kitzoris, Mesa Yishtarishonin. Ki Ayyadei Achilas Shabbos, Nasin, Psiyas Kitzoris, Rechavis. So from these small steps, they become wide ones. And as we have the Kavusha canal, this becomes a Derek Kavusha. This is ticking for the Aglin, and this broadens out these four psias and makes a Derek Kavusha for them. Rabbi Benin says, Regel Horefua li Horea, Kiyadur Chachme Herefuis. Regel, the eating of the Regel, is a Refua for the lung. This is known to the doctors. It's accustomed to eat the Regel on Shabbos, regular of an eye for an animal, on Shabbos, that's a Refua for the Rea. Which means Reya is the Isis Yira. That means it's a cure for the Yira. The Achila on Shabbos, so this regal is a cure for the Yira. Benino said, Oyeliki Gati Meshech. Pasik, Oyeliki Gati Meshech, I have fear Meshech. Oyedaki Lachavim et Filosi. And then I thought, Lachavim is Tvilashim is Tayer. Al Shahoyim is Yore Meiris and the Fulis. He had sat in the fact that he had Yidah from the Yiris and the Fulis. Yiris of the Sitta Achra. Shehem Boyim Mishach Dinim. They come, there are Shach Dinim, 320 Dinim, Kodi had Dinim. So he had sat because of the fact that he had these Yiris and the Fulis. He was afraid of his Yiris and the Fulis. Zek Higarti Meshech, Higarti Mishach. Because I was afraid of these Shach Dinim. That means Yiris and the Fulis. Therefore he said, Oyoli. I had sat from the fact that I may have Yidah for these Yiris and the Fulis. Mele the regel is a refuah for the reya, which is Osiyas Yira. So the Achilas regel and Shabbos too is a tikkun for the Yira. Also, Tomor who gam came based on Shach Kemuva. Tomor is twice Shach. Shach is 320 and Tomor is 640. It's double. Tomor is the Seir, as we said. Seir is a Kikosomes, which is a Tamara. That means it's Oid as Tanos Shabbos Seder Achra. And there are two kinds of Shach Dinim, a Chraim of Nukva and a Chraim of Dukhra. So mainly Tomor is the Dinim of both, it's the base Palm Shach. But Ezal says that the Hamtoka of these Dinim of Tomor, which is twice Shach, is from the Kael, from the Shem Sog. Shem Sog, Yud Kei Vov Kei, which is Yud Kei. Yud and the Vov Aleph Vov, and again Yud. Speaking about the Sog, that's the Shem Sog, the second of the Shem of Sog Mabon. So in the Shem Sog you have Lamed Beis, and you also have the Lamed Aleph. Together it's Shem Sog. The Lamed Aleph is the Shem Kale. That's the Chesed in the Shem Sog. Chesed Kale Kol Hayim. This Shem Kale is the tikkun, it's mamtik, this tomor, this which is twice shach, because tomor, together with kale, is bigimatria tofrej ayin aleph. Tomor alone is 640, with the kale it's 671. Tofrej ayin aleph is the milui of the shem aleph dalet. Milui of the shem aleph dalet, which means the tikkun for the dinim that come from there. So Mela, the Chesed of the Shem Sod, is Mamtik, the Dinim of Tomor, which is a combination of both the twice Shach. This Rabbeinu, as I brought before, the Tomor of Sitra Achra, Tamas Dracha is Nimtak through Tzadik Atoma Yifroch, through the Bechinas, the Shedish Abitoma, which is Tzadik, that's Mamtik and about Medina. So from here we see that the Inyan of Shabbos, the Achila of Shabbos, is very precious, because the Achila of Shabbos is a tikkun for the Yira, tikkun for Yiras Nefulais. Achila of Shabbos is a tikkun for Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos, so the mitzvahs themselves are oila before Hashem. It brings a great shashu and pleasure to Hashem. Mitzvahs can go before Hashem. Hashem makes a derech kavusha from them. Baruch Hashem.